Blog Talk Radio.
GPA, proudly possessing the universe, the self-proclaimed, most unanticipated show rooted in planet Earth. For live transmission via the border chain.
Envisioned by the creative minds of D. Cypher and Supo, and executive producer, Positive P.
Exclusively for your listening pleasure, here's 360 Legacy.
Ask About It app, starring your hostess, Dread App.
Alongside co-hosts, Jay Ski and Polly Walnut.
Always welcome, greatly appreciated, our special invited guest.
Yes, you.
Share your legacy.
Hurry up. Yep. What up, Paulie Walnuts, 360 Legacy, you know what time it is. Hey, log on, blogtalkradio.com/360Legacy. And you can call in. Where the camera's at? Right there. Bam. Where the camera at? Bam. Bam. Sound like Miss Dreadette coming on the door, too. It's another camera somewhere, but wherever y'all at, dial in 917-889-7031. Call in. We live. Come talk to your homeboy, you know what I mean? And you can .com up on this, mom. You know, I already gave you the .com address. I smell Dreadette.
Check, one, two,
I
one,
can,
two.
Huh? There she go. God damn it, you know what?
Who's got time?
Huh? Always on.
Light?
Come on, you can slide on in. Look at it, we matching.
Hey.
We matching. Hey. Hey, cameraman, y'all can't catch all that because that's exclusiveness. You got to be here live for the see the matching.
Yes.
You need school, so you can squeeze in my view. I got a camera here. He got a camera
okay,
here.
Okay,
we under attack.
Cameras.
Yeah. You know, we safe, though. We all right. Everything cool
okay,
in the game.
Okay.
How you feeling?
Cooling. What you yapping about in here? What's going on so far?
Hey, man, I just started.
What are we talking about? Going to Charlotte?
Nah, I just.
Charlotteville.
Charlotteville. You want to go out there?
Yeah, that's what I thought we were talking about today.
We ain't talking about it yet.
Getting a group, and we going. What's up?
I don't know. I know one thing. I was going to talk about how fast Invisible Man, you ain't see Invisible Man move fast, have you?
What?
That nigga moved at warp speed. I ain't never thought that nigga, yo. I couldn't grab the camera fast enough to record the nigga at warp speed. You know he moved thousands of miles.
Like that. What do you do? What
are
you moving warp speed to do?
Man, something to contribute to the trees. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When it comes to the tree, that's pew, and they get like pew. Yeah, hell yeah. We can rally up on down there, Charlottesville. You know, they get the wrong type.
Okay, what are we eating over here?
You know, we get the wrong type crowd, boy.
You know how that goes.
They gonna be on the news all over again. What's going on?
Gatorade all hot
and
shit.
Gatorade hot.
Hey, yeah, my goddamn Gatorade hot. But yeah, goddamn, I was looking. You know, Facebook say everything. You ain't got to look at the news these days. But I'm just reading this shit and the shit just quick and bad. Because I think they think, really, that it's fucking 80 years ago. And they think shit just really about to go this way. Like, I'm just confused. And I was looking at one today, actually, when I was at work, while I left work. It was one of, like, you know, they all protested, and it was a black girl. Why the fuck she was out there? I'm confused.
On the white boy's side.
But the black girl was out there on her phone, but she was in the middle of the crowd. Then all of a sudden, somebody was like, get that nigger out of here. So they start, like, pushing her, like, in a circle around the crowd, and then security came and, like, really roughed her up, like, police, like, what the fuck
roughed
you doing?
Roughed her up.
Her. Like, pushing her, yanking her up, like, what the fuck? Like, she might be black, but she white for real. How she can't protest with y'all? Like,
they don't want her. Just and that's why, man, I be talking about how y'all be up there. Not y'all, like you, Dreadette, but I'm talking about how them girls be up there like, you know, fuck these niggas. I'm going to go play in the snow. I think it's better on it. Well, I don't know about all that, because when shit like this pop up, then what you do? What do you do? What the black girl do? What about the black girls that's dating white boys? Like, do they not watch the news? What do they do? What, you know?
Yeah.
What do they do? They separate in the household. What, one go with the other, one go with the other. You know, I don't know. I just always looked at it like shit. Times like this when y'all shit on us black men, when you need us, like that young woman that was getting pushed. Okay, calm down. What the? I feel like I'm being attacked. Hold up. Put this up. Yeah, but that black woman that was getting pushed around in that crowd.
Yeah.
I bet she wouldn't mind a brother coming to help out.
Look, it's so crazy. I was fucking looking for it. I don't know why the hell I ain't seen it to talk about. But I see that shit, like, what in the world is going on? Like, why she can't protest with y'all? Like, I mean, even though it's fucked up, I'm like, why the fuck you there too? But, I mean.
And then what?
And then this one, he was out there, got his ass fucked up.
By the white boy.
And it was a video of white boy whacking his ass with a goddamn, I want to say 2x4 with that big ass piece of wood.
Wow.
Like, with the construction hat on there, like, fucking his ass up. Like, look, now they got to go for him and pay for him. Fuck, he was out there for him. That's what I think. But at the end of the day, I don't know why he was out there. He might have been wrong place, wrong time. But we will fuck these motherfuckers up when they're there to say. I'm just confused.
This ain't back
on what they thinking. Like,
they thinking how they always thought. They run shit, do what they say.
Yeah.
That's how they think. That's how they think. You know what I mean? That's how it is. And I know it ain't all of them. But you see what's in the majority's nature. It's in the nature. That's why there's no problem protesting the way
and
they do.
And then this one, don't pay attention to the pants. That's the end of it.
Yeah.
But you heard about the car driving the crowd. Like, clearly he was there. I don't know why the pants are there.
Are you kidding me?
Look at that man right there. Look at the ground. It's like 10 pairs of shoes just rolling around on the ground. 4 people died. That's how the white boy was. 23-year-old white boy. License plate and everything. He ain't give a fuck. He ain't take the plate off the car. He ain't steal a car. He just didn't give a fuck about getting caught. Gangster, first of all. It's not really gangster, but it's gangster because it was his car. He cleared the license plate up there. He ain't give a fuck. Rolled through the whole crowd. Killed 4 motherfuckers. They got his ass. 23-year-old white boy. Smiling in the mugshot.
Yeah, he did something for his country.
Smiling. As a matter of fact, you know, we was fucking arguing today at work. This shit makes me mad, y'all. My viewers out there, don't judge me.
This
shit irks my life. I don't know why. Like, it just gets under my skin. So we talk about the shit today at work, and whatever happened to the motherfucking white boy that shot the fucking black people in church up? Whatever happened to him? He just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Nah, he locked up. He's waiting to go to trial.
That's it? The white people at work today was talking about something. He got a death sentence. I don't never remember hearing that bullshit.
I gotta research.
I mean, that's
that.
Like some breaking news shit. You know what I mean? He killed 8 fucking black people in the church. So when he gets sentenced, that's like some more breaking news shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
But that ain't breaking news. They don't want the world to know that.
And it's crazy. Exactly. What you say, Paulie?
They don't want the world
to know
that.
They don't want the motherfucking world to know that. And that shit get on my damn nerves. Like, we talk about this shit at work. I'm cussing my employees whole out. Like, why you even bring the conversation up? Okay. So we talking about, when I was talking about this, the white boy that got hit, he ran, like, when I say they protested, so it is like a fucking shitload of, like, a parade.
Yeah.
He fucking full speed drove through the fucking protest parade shit on some fuck you shit.
Yeah.
This my car, this my life, but I'm here, and he drive through going 80 miles per hour. The bitch drove through the shit, hit 100,000 people, and then back up. Back through the shit, rolling motherfuckers' legs, hands over and shit, and back up and left. Hold the fuck up.
They had to lock him
up.
They had to lock him up.
Man, so then that's what, I don't know what made me think about the white boy that shot the black people up in the church, so I'm like, whatever happened to them? They like, he ended up getting death penalty, so like I just said, I'm like, that's been like some breaking news shit. Like, when he gets sentenced to death penalty, that's the shit we all should want to fuck it up. But it took me back to when he shot the motherfuckers up. You remember how they showed the video of the police capturing them, treat them all nice, they ain't slam them up, beat them up. And then you heard they took them to Burger King.
Wendy's.
This is when they took them to the station. Oh, some good job, my nigga type shit.
Yeah.
But they fucking us up daily without even having a gun. But this bitch just shot 8 motherfuckers and y'all treat them like this.
Yeah.
Another thing that came up was,
get him.
You remember when he first did the shit, and they was showing his pictures on face on the news. Like, they showed his graduation picture.
Oh, pretty picture.
And the picture with his mom. But I was just thinking about when that little boy stuck in the goddamn gorilla pen. I didn't like that either, but they was black. Remember, they was fucking pulling up the daddy goddamn pulling up the shit. And the daddy won't even act as who he was with his motherfucking mom.
Mm.
What the fuck is you pulling up the daddy criminal history for?
Mm-hmm.
But they ain't pull up Dylan shit. They showed Dylan. He's a high school graduate, and he was a member of the swim team, and said the motherfucking black people got a hold of them goddamn Confederate flag pictures and him burning the American flag.
Wow. man. Ain't that something?
I just hate the way the media separate the two. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? When we riot, when all that shit, when all these motherfucking black people get killed, when we riot, we thugs and hoodlums.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the motherfucking white people out there throwing up KKK fucking symbols and what they say, Hitler, what they gonna say, Hitler fucking symbols and shit, walking around with Confederate flags and masks on, they ain't getting called nothing. White boy just ran through the whole motherfucking crowd. Guess how the media portray him?
What is it?
Oh, he's a 23-year-old high school graduate and a college graduate of. His mother and father was active member of the community. What?
Wow.
What? This nigga just drove the whole crowd not even to talk about life. And this what y'all got to say.
Yeah, that's how they parade their own. But, but it's lessons in all this that people should wake up to and take knowledge from. Because, first of all, the phone number to the spot is 917-889-7031. And the second thing is, you see it in true color. And you seeing how they look out for each other. Why the fuck that can't be motivation for us to do the same? That's all. We need to stand strong with each other instead of killing each other. But on that note, I think it's time for a small chronic break. Or sit still when we ain't got to go outside.
Okay.
You heard her. God damn, it don't feel extra, man. Can I get a lighter, please?
They can hear that. Y'all got the goddamn investigation light on the motherfucker, like we about to be in an investigation homicide room for 8 hours getting questions.
We dark skin, so
getting questions.
You know how the light reflect off the dark skin. You gotta put a little bit more light bulb and up in that action.
Okay.
Being white supremacist grounds for firing. Now they questioning me. Oh, yeah, you got a little something for us to listen to?
Well, y'all heard the asshole calling, sorry.
They coming out with a Deadpool 2 movie, y'all. Oh, for y'all that don't know, they coming, they...
Deadpool,
dude, just like, look like Spider-Man, but he ain't. He be cursing his ass off and shit. Oh, I'll show you a picture of him. But y'all know, just for y'all for y'all movie lovers and y'all for real, y'all girly girl movies, they making a Notebook Part 2. So y'all could be happy again with that bullshit. You like that movie, The Notebook?
I ain't even seen it.
That's some dumb shit. I just seen it last year. Somebody was telling me about it. It's a movie about a chick. Fall in love with a dude. Move away to another spot. Called Mama pretty much forced her.
Mm-hmm.
And she moved away to another spot. Her mama introduced her to this rich motherfucker. Her and the dude get married. But she missed this other motherfucker so much, she leave her husband and go on the weekend and catch up with dude, and he's scalding her all weekend. Punishing that pussy. You know what I mean? The bitch husband over there, where is my wife? The mama ain't telling nothing, because the mama's ashamed that the daughter went back and fucked with the man. It's a messy movie, man. By the broad, it's fucking two motherfuckers, and it's supposed to be a classic. I mean, well, they're making a part two for y'all with the lame brain shit, but, damn, man. What's going on in Charlottesville, man?
Definitely.
Them white folks snapping, man. Wipe all y'all rappers as gangsters, what happened? What y'all doing now, gangster? You know what I mean?
And you know, Tommy was here yesterday, man. How we miss that?
Who?
The city should have informed us on that.
Who was it?
Tommy.
Tommy?
What a lot. Tommy from Power. You watch Power, don't tell me you
watch. Oh, yeah. I seen he was at Broadway.
Yeah.
Ain't mind trying to think about that motherfucker.
Tommy, they took some pictures of him, of course, and he said, he was talking about Virginia's for lovers, that for haters, and I'm in Norfolk, Virginia, you know what I mean? Because you know Charlottesville, that's like the country part. But in reality, y'all ain't coming to the motherfucking hood, goddammit.
Nah.
Like the funny white boy said, he said, you ain't go to Newport News and Norfolk with that goddamn bullshit.
Ku Klux Klan, man, give y'all a historic fact, man. I think the last rally Ku Klux Klan had out here was out Virginia Beach, like in the late 80s. You know what I mean? They had, See, and that's the thing. They can rent the police.
Yeah, that's another thing that everybody was talking about.
I can't be mad at that because I could do the same thing.
I mean, no, another thing everybody was talking about, which is even weirder, is when the white people protested, KKK was protesting, you know what I'm saying, not too long ago, they get police escorts. Like, police surround them to make sure ain't nobody going to come over here trying to beat them up.
Yeah.
But we do it. They got their spread up, goddamn pepper spray, goddamn bombs and shit.
The difference is they take to the street by renting the city officers and getting permits to march a certain block. So that block could be, you know, blocked off for a period of time. So they paying their money towards the city. You know, they going to the city, ask for permission to use the street, blocking it off and paying their money. And they got police to secure them. It ain't no different than me getting a permit to go film a movie somewhere and then I, as well, put money on top of renting the police. Just to have a car out there, or, you know, if I want to get some extra footage, that's all. So that's all they doing. And legally, they got the right to do that because you got the right to, gather? What was the Constitution, the Bill of Rights for the white folks? Because it don't apply to us. Yeah, man. Not unless they can benefit from it.
And it's just, like I said, it's just some different kind of shit. Because it was like, y'all don't really was brave. I mean, you want to say brave, but then y'all let y'all do it. I mean, nobody can talk. The college dad don't get you there.
Yeah,
but, I mean,
true.
When they was doing a breakdown of all the people in the pictures, them niggas was from everywhere. Motherfuckers from Arkansas and Missouri. So y'all came down just for this. Like, they got a secret fucking page or some shit that they all came out, because I'm thinking it was just all white college students. But when they start seeing people in the pictures, and of course, you know people, they put you on blast. They started doing that.
I rolled that joke with the babe still in it. I wrapped a hole around too. Yeah, man, ain't never going to be fair with them, man. You got to think they had a 200-300-year advantage on us.
And the advantage stops. That's what I'm saying.
It don't.
Like, it just...
It don't.
I mean, it don't.
They already ahead of us. So once they freed us, look how far apart we got to travel. And we catching.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, because, yeah, I mean, I'm sorry to say, man, we the first people on this planet Earth. This is going to be a little controversial right here, but I got to say it, man, cause I'm tired of people sitting here accepting these lies. When they say everybody's God's children and everybody's children of God, I disagree.
You disagree with what now?
When people say everybody's children of God, everybody's God's children, love everybody equally, I disagree, because everybody's not a children of God. We are children of God. They are children of us. She ain't listening.
I am.
I'm
going
to let my listeners listen.
He lying, y'all. Listen, I'm still looking for the post for his ass. But
okay, she looking for the post and listening at the same time. It's good. She can chew gum and walk.
We all God's children. And explain it. We all, but they ain't. What's
they are not all God. Listen, we God's children. We are the first perfect humans on this planet Earth. It was holes in it, so I wrapped the holes, you know what I mean? So she ain't going to pull. You might have to put your hand around a certain part of the blunt and just catch, find that hole. You know what I mean? But,
Blunt smoking 101, y'all.
Blunt smoking 101, man. Y'all got it here first, man. Don't tell nobody else about it. Yeah, we are the first perfect humans in human form on this planet Earth. Now, from us comes other nationalities.
Okay.
All right? Because the first Asian was a black man. If you look at their Buddha statue, you'll see that the Buddha statue got curled hair like as if he's twisting his head to grow locks. You know what I mean? The first Australian was black. Everybody, you know, we spread across the whole world before a Caucasian man ever came into existence. We was already all over this planet Earth. Now, the Caucasian is the last type of human on this planet Earth. The last type of human, the last kind of human, the absolute last kind of human on this planet Earth.
Okay.
We the first, they the last.
So, that's like they say they pray to a white Jesus. So what the Bible say?
Come on, man. They've been lying to you for 400 years,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. But,
I don't understand this,
some
man.
Some people still don't understand. Pray to a white Jesus. Y'all looking at that goddamn, the black Jesus with the blue eyes and the goddamn dreads. Like, what the fuck is this?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's who the fuck you was, goddamn. Read up on your shit. His hair was like
wool.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. And the skin was like what?
Was it bronze?
Bronze. There you go.
Hey now.
Last I checked,
y'all
bronze.
Y'all ain't got to go that deep on you today.
Look,
hey now.
Last I checked, bronze was look a little brown.
Yeah.
Nice little
yeah.
brown.
Not no motherfucking white ass goddamn Jesus with
okay.
white fucking hair. All
right. You know.
Yeah. Put a bow out on y'all ass today. Yeah.
I want people to.
It's just so seem like it's fair. But like I said, all y'all watching what's going on, you know, the news covering every bit of it. Y'all don't get no fucking ideas. Here in Norfolk, Virginia Beach, I surrounded 757, all right? Because we ain't with that shit here. Y'all, don't be looking at Charlottesville to catch no ideas, okay? Don't get fucked up, okay?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I swear, man, they got an advantage on us. And they set themselves
the
up to have that.
The advantage is they ain't going to go to jail. And the advantage is we is asking what some goddamn ass.
Look at who all the owners is. We're looking at NFL, NBA. Look at who all the owners are. You know what I mean? And look who the players. Look who in that big-ass office. And look who all that goddamn field. You see what I'm saying? They always put themselves in a position to where... Look at music distribution. You can get a distribution deal. You know, who you gonna get it from? They own that. I mean, you look at anything with real estate, with land. You gotta buy land from who? You see what I'm saying? You look at, you know, real estate. Who comes up with that? Them. If they make you pay to live because they can't live off the land like how we can. It's simple as that, man. They have formed a little, they done learned from the ancient Egyptians, you know, about government, about structure, you know what I'm saying? They seen how we had shit mapped out. They bit our style in government form. Oh, bad.
Goddamn government bullshit is what it is.
But we already know that. This is what it is, 360 legacy, and that's what we deal with, man. Our legacy out here, man, is 360 revolving at all times. Life don't stop. So this is what we're dealing with right now. And it's a little small section in Virginia, Charlottesville, where, you know, you got protesters out there, and they beating up on folks and driving in their cars, ramming in the crowds, and, you know.
Yeah. And then breaking news, guys, helicopter crashes right into the middle of the protest.
Wow.
How coincidental is something?
Ain't that some brand new news
brand
here on
news.
360, man? A helicopter crash into the protesters.
Killing several at racial Charlottesville, Virginia protest.
Now, let me,
wow.
Let me tell you about the laws of nature. The energy you put out is what you get back.
Hey, now.
So you got to be careful, man. You see these laws that man provide? It'll never overpower the laws of God and the laws of nature. You know, treat others how you like to be treated. That's what Jesus taught people. And that's what we call the golden rule. You know what I mean? That's one of Jesus' teachings. But yeah, you know, sometimes they get back what they dish out. It's only right. Can't get mad. That's like a lion eating a gazelle. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing to get mad at. That's the laws of nature. Don't worry, we get our shits fucked up too. The whiteys be having a chance to fuck us up. And I ain't saying them whiteys like, you know, I'm racist, but you know how I'm talking. But we here, Paulie Waldust, Miss Dreadette,
hey,
360 Legacy, blogtalkradio.com/360Legacy. Or you could call in 917-889-7031.
Fuck with us, y'all. Y'all hear we real, we real day.
Yeah,
we need y'all opinions on what's going on.
Yeah, because this matters to us, man. This is just, to me, this is like a wake-up call. I curl my lip up to shit like this because I see it as like, huh, soon y'all will wake up and realize, man, we all we got, and that's to the core. You know what I mean? Malcolm X used to be mad at Martin Luther King's teachings because Martin was trying to get us involved in living in the world and having equal rights as the same people who put us in slavery. We would never have equal rights. Never. Never. They make sure to let you know that. Every opportunity they get. When 9/11 hit, it was fuck the Muslims. And they was running around beating up Muslims. You know what I mean? Now they talk about this wall stuff. Now they running around trying to ID every Muslim, every Mexican they see. You know what I mean? They always showing their racism. They show their true colors when they want to, oh, yeah, it's time to be patriotic. All hail America. You the same one that's going to turn around and kick me in my ass if I'm trying to ask for too much. If I'm asking for some rights. You want me to fight with you with the Taliban, fight with you with Vietnam, with the Vietnamese, the Asians. And it kills me how a lot of y'all Asians come over here and act like you don't fuck with us. And you'll go and marry into the white man world because you know white men take advantage of us out here. So you get down with the program instead of fight along with who you stem from. You know what I mean? That's crazy. But everybody trying to get down with the get down. We over here paving our own path. Man, y'all know what time it is. You pull that up. Yeah, Miss Dreadette is over here concentrating really, 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 really hard to pull something up that ain't is refusing to get pulled. Too. Oh, you open it up. You play with it.
Okay.
I mean, but we ain't here. You ain't got no new music from nobody, Dreadette. You supposed to be grabbing up CDs from motherfuckers. Let them know we got this station. We can get them an outlet. Okay. Well, you know, I got one. You know, but last show we had, I already put my music out there. Training camps, my fault, not training camp, these little scrimmage games jumping off. You've been catching, you don't end of the games, are you?
No, I ain't been catching the little preseason jump.
Okay, well, y'all see what the preseason about. Y'all second string is playing majority of the game, trying to get it in so they don't get cut. So, you know, that's what this all about with the NFL. You know, NBA is off season right now. Can't wait till that start back up. Baseball, I ain't too much of a fan of. It's 180 fucking games of that shit. You know what I mean? So they be playing damn near all year round, you ask me, shit. I don't know what the fuck going on with baseball.
Hello, working news. Shout out to Benji.
Benji? Pop Boy? Okay.
Okay,
Benji. From the group Pop Boys, got a new video out called Wholesale. Check that out, you know what I mean? Got it in circulation. You know, shout out to the whole squad I'll base it on. Shout out
yeah,
to Buku.
Virginia, baby. Oh. Yeah.
Shout out to Gate Set. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Ruger. You know, Rough Rail. E-Money. What's up, extras? We here. Joshua Bang. Baheem Hanif. What up? Polanski. We in the building, man. Know what I mean? We up in here, man. We got any questions over here, Miss Dreadette?
Questions.
What y'all gonna do, man? Questions.
Man, invisible guys just be so late with. We need to step the game up, man. That don't cut off.
Car full.
Man, car full. Car in my camera. She can't pull this up. So, you know, I know I... That is crazy, man.
Alright, I did got a couple questions.
You got a couple on?
Got a couple of them, John.
Good, you saved me because I already tell a story.
Okay, if you were married and you died, you would want your mate to be free. What is how long should she have to wait? What's a good time?
Do it.
Is it suitable?
That all depends on if we got children together. In my opinion, if we got children together, you should press pause before you get to rocking a long time. You know what I mean? We ain't got no children going through you, but dang.
Explain the difference, though.
Explain the difference.
If we have children, you should pause and not be happy.
It ain't.
If we don't have children, you should just jump on the first thing that starts comping you.
I mean, you do what you... I'm dead, so what it matter?
That's what I'm...
I'm dead.
Finally get on my damn nerves.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah, you dead,
yeah.
But what's...
Yeah.
Okay, all right, well, look. Okay, well, let's put it... If your homeboy was married and he died and his old lady... What's a good time for his old lady to move on? So after 6 months, you see her with a new nigga like, God damn, the dirt, ain't even on that nigga yet. Or...
I'm going to say that in 2 years from now.
So yeah. It ain't no time, basically. Always,
I don't know, man. I'm used to seeing her with my homie. That's what it's going to be. It's going to be a disturbing sight when I see her with another dude, no matter if it's 6 months from now or 6 years.
Okay.
It's still going to be a disturbing sight. If that's my homeboy's wifey, you know what I mean? If that's my homeboy's wifey, she my homegirl, you know what I mean? By law, you married. So, you know, his child, I look out for her, look, you know, like that's nephew and everything. So, yeah, it's going to be an ugly sight seeing her with a nigga, but she got the security, or little fellas, or the children got the security of, yeah, fuck that nigga. You know what I mean? First problem occurred, let us know. So, you know, if it comes down to it, we can't stop us from living a life. But we just going to be extra protection for the children. You know? But, I don't know. I got a thing about Faith, man. Faith Evans. I don't like her. I hate her guts, man. She was married and had children by a hip hop legend, bro.
Who is that?
Faith Evans.
Okay.
Yeah. She already got the rumor of her fucking with Pop. I think to be true.
It was a picture they took with.
That's what she said, man. That's what she said, right?
Yeah.
Who the best lied? And the man dead, Pop dead, so really can't nobody tell the truth but her.
Exactly.
So what's she going to tell the world?
Fucking believe what she said.
Yeah, you got to, but nah, I don't believe that shit. She flew out of Los Angeles by herself to feature on a song with Tupac. In the studio with Tupac. While he's with Death Row? Are you kidding me? Come on, man. She on Love and Hip Hop messing with Stevie J. Kidding me?
I mean, shit. He been dead for a long time. He's supposed to move on.
Yeah, but goddamn, man. Keep that shit over there. Don't bring that shit up to the limelight because you want a few $1,000.
Because
she want a couple
Stevie
stacks.
For a cameo. You ain't seen that meaty dog.
Man, I don't want to see
this
goddamn meat dog. What the fuck?
That's another reason. You ain't seen the pictures. So they know what you're doing. God damn it. That's what I'm saying.
He got a slum.
It be reasons that men don't understand. That's all. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to mind your fucking business. Let Faith fuck CDJ.
I love fuck CDJ.
It's a different reason. What you think it has it.
But keep that shit over there.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with
everything
the big picture.
Everything can't be in the dark, though. I mean, shit.
Come on, man. Out of respect, man. For
I mean,
the children
yeah,
and the hip-hop legend. It's deeper than just simplicity.
Yeah.
You chasing the ding-a-ling. Ain't nothing wrong with that lady. Chase that ding-a-ling. Go get it. I encourage it. You know what I mean? Go get that motherfucker. go get that motherfucker, but keep that shit over there on the hush underneath the blanket. If you going to slide off, get you a piece of ding-a-ling, go and get it. Man, don't, come on, man. She done fucked with a few other motherfuckers, but she done hopping around now. You know what I mean? Fuck with Faith, man. I love her music, though, from back then, but I don't fuck with it like that.
Be like that. You gotta go through a couple to get what you want.
She been through quite a few couples. You understand what
it's
saying?
Don't take longer than
that, man. Fuck up. Hell yeah, man. What's up with Dolph beefing with old boy, Black Youngster? Oh, you ain't into that.
Yeah, I mean, they've been beefing. You know, Black Youngster's a business down there. They supposed to have shot up Dolph Whip. But Dolph a hood nigga, man. I fucking love that nigga. Dolph a fucking hood to the goddamn core. He got a bulletproof cop.
Yeah,
from the hood, anything can pop. Goddamn
it.
They shot his shit up and ain't shit get in. Because what? He got a bulletproof car. He kept it silent. Niggas ain't even know. So you looking dumb. You done went to jail. I fuck with Black Youngster too, though. Even though he said he don't text because he can't feel nothing he want to say. That's my nigga,
stupid.
Though. Like, I just admit you stupid, but it's all right. I
That's
fuck with
stupid.
Dolph though a little harder, man. Dolph, he get that
yeah,
street
yeah.
shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, without,
you know,
without
I love me some trap music, goddamn it.
Without Gotti, but look, I'm looking at a pattern, man. Because it's like Dolph got shot at 100 times, right? You got Chinx Drugs that got shot at and killed.
Bankroll Fresh
got shot at and killed.
And you know what? I just watched some shit the other day.
Troy Ave got shot at twice and survived both shootings. But you looked at the other day, what?
It was a rapper that had died in 2016. Rapper that it was something I heard of, something I ain't heard of. When I say it was like 100 niggas on that motherfucking shit, B. Shit was real.
That's the new
like,
thing.
Like, that shit fucking
I want
crazy.
You to see that. I mentioned that for you, and I'm glad you mentioned what you see, because now I'm noticing a new trend.
Which is what? Pick up a gun, pop a nigga, and ain't nobody getting caught. You know that? When shit going down and shit, ain't nobody goddamn getting caught. That's why the police think they can just...
I think that's conspiracy, part of the conspiracy of that
what's
game,
called?
Man. I don't know.
You know, everything got a name to it these days.
That's
2017 weed and shit.
Some
cat piss. I'd be like, what? Come on, this is gonna be some fucking weed. You know, everything got a name. But yeah, shit be real and it's just fucking sad, man. Like I said, well, I don't know if I was here the other day saying that, and the boy got shot over jumping somebody. Oh, yeah, over his shoes. Like, shit, you ain't safe doing shit, nigga. You ain't even safe going to school. Shit, school's getting shot up. You ain't safe at the movies. You ain't really safe nowhere. You just got to find a lawyer ahead of time. Because this 2017 generation, these new school kids, they ain't got no respect, ain't got no manners. And that's, you know why? Because babies was having fucking babies. Goddamn it, they weren't done fucking learning manners.
I mean, they said the same thing about us growing up. So I see that.
Will we be talking about that, mama? Cussing and shit. I'm fucking 31 years old. Any time I let a cuss word slip, my mama check my ass.
True.
Even a slip jump, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't even really mean it. Let me see, like.
This generation.
Like, manners, even though we was hard heads and shit, the manners was instilled. You know what the fuck to do, what not to do. You can't whip the kids more. Back then, we got our ass toe up.
Yes.
You know, these new school kids, you can't whip the kids these days. You
my
go to jail.
My son told me straight to my face, like, yo, you can't put your hands on me.
I called a motherfucker.
The police officer came to the school and told us you can't touch us. I looked at his ass, boy, I wanted to hit him just because he told me that shit. We were bold.
You
would have
hit his
motherfucker
ass you want to, but let us would have said that out fucking mama back then.
Oh, nah.
You know, watch.
Yeah,
got this physical
and
it's
goddamn
sound effect.
What the fuck wrong with you? The computer should have picked up
this sound effect. Exactly. The fuck wrong with you? That's what I'm saying. Even though, and we had less entertainment. Like, these kids these days stuck on the tablets and the phones. Like, we ain't had none of that shit. So we was real live playing games, making up games outside and shit.
Yeah.
Doing, like, regular kid shit. These new school kids, man, they disrespectful. They just rude as hell. And then I seen, you know, a whole bunch of laws just passed. Beginning of July,
yep.
Some shit.
July 1st.
One of the shit was they gonna start making people take a goddamn class on how to fucking talk to fucking police officers. bitch, the police officers need to take class on how to talk to goddamn civilians. The fuck? It ain't how
yeah.
I got shit. Fuck you, man. I was so mad about that law, like, really? Now
yeah.
we got to take class on how to shoot police so they won't pop us in the goddamn
so
back.
So what has to cause you to take that class? Because I'm sure you ain't just freestyling taking it. Something must occur, like, what? You got a
no,
charge.
Anybody, it's July 1st. Anybody going to get your license? New kid, and if your license get goddamn, if it run out and you got to go renew it, you got to take the class.
Wow.
So it's basically mandatory. So if your shit say 2020, you got to go redo your shit. 2020, you're going to take that goddamn class.
Wow. My shit expired next year. So it's for
so
the
next year, you're
going to
take that goddamn class.
Ain't that some bullshit?
On how to say yes, sir, no, ma'am.
Now, that's a way.
Let me get on my knees, please.
That's a way for the state to get some more money from the federal government. Because the government's going to federally fund that.
Of course. So dealing with these crooked ass police. Yeah, right.
Government will federally fund it.
They're
yeah.
basically saying we're going to take a
crazy.
Class on how to say yes, sir, no, sir, and give you these and look the ass bitches.
Basically, to obey the police officer no matter what.
No matter what. He can call you 35 niggas. Just sit there like, fucking, you ain't a nigga. And you done ran across some goddamn rude ass, stank ass, and goddamn police officers. Inside,
yeah.
outside, they
yeah.
all just got. But you want a bitch to respect? What?
One just got killed out of Chesapeake. All his cases he had dismissed. Yeah, dirty ass, dumb ass cop.
Because he was a dirty ass cop.
Dumb ass, stupid ass, pussy ass cop taking advantage of the fact that he a cop.
That's what they all do.
Punk pussy motherfucker.
What the fuck is them ain't got away with that bullshit?
Yeah.
And he was neighborhood watch. The goddamn police was like, oh shit, I know I can get away with it. That
yeah.
shit started happening like
yeah.
twice a fucking month.
Yeah.
Black guy dies from police officers shooting him in his back from running away. He had 35 fucking driving charges, and his daughter was in front. Like, what the fuck does any of that matter? Nigga, tell him about the family he got. You know what I mean? Like, the media fucking fuck you over just like police. They all work together with me. The judges,
yeah.
the lawyers, the police, the fucking news channels.
Yeah.
They all on one fucking account.
Yeah, yeah. They fuck with each other.
Public defenders don't go to court with nothing amazing and think you're going to swing with a goddamn public defender.
Now, you got a couple in Virginia Beach that are monsters.
Yeah, but it is they all work
but you
got
to be a lucky dice rolling motherfucker to get either of them for a public defender. I ain't going to say their name, but if you in that jail, you're going to hear their name ring. But hell yeah, man. It's always going to be to our disadvantage out here. And they're going to make it more worse for us. You know what I mean? They maintaining their advantage they got over us. With our select
which
few,
is what?
I mean, they got the government. They got everything set up to where we got, no matter what we're involved in, we got to go through them. No matter how much money we got and we want to invest in something, we got to go through them. To pay our taxes, who we pay? Them. You know what I mean? Whatever we got to do in life out here on this country right here in the United States, we gotta goddamn go through them. That's their advantage. And then they make the laws. You still got 70, 80, 90 old motherfuckers in there making laws.
Hell yeah. You know another thing that one of my gangster white coworkers said to me? Hey guys, when I say gangster white coworkers, he is white, but when I say gangster, he like one of my Asian coworkers, so I can't even have to punch him in the face. That motherfucker said, of course, not speaking from his point of view, he was just basically saying what maybe people were thinking. But he was like, shit, the motherfuckers had to put up with Obama for motherfucking 8 years. Now they got what they wanted back in office. Because first of all, you can just imagine how many of these racist motherfuckers was mad as hell plotting to kill that motherfucker president for 8 whole years.
Yeah.
First black president in the world. And, you know, we ain't never made nothing that big. You know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, they always been on top. So that shit, they had to deal with Obama for 8 years, so now they got fucking joke-ass Trump. So now it's like, yes,
we got a dickhead.
KKK.
And we got a belligerent-ass dickhead in the office that'll just be like, fuck you, what's next? So they just really loving him like, yeah, a gung-ho, I don't give a fuck, white guy in my office. We're back. And yeah, they're getting stupid. They started getting stupid in Obama's last year in office. You know what I mean?
It's still a joke that Trump. Matter of fact, and what's going on with something about to be bombs and shit I was hearing about? Trump, first of all, what president you know be tweeting? Trump tweeting and shit, talking about something, we ready if they want to attack. And why is he tweeting, my nigga? Boy, what is going on?
Yeah.